With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. Montanans are spending nearly $150 more a month on food compared to 3 years ago. That's according to federal data. Those increased prices made our health reporter Aaron Bolton curious about how higher grocery bills are impacting Montana's health. Here's what he found.
Just about everything from eggs to your favorite chips have gone up in price since the pandemic. Brianna Routh is a food and nutrition expert with Montana State University. She says researchers are still digging into the link between higher food prices and health. But past bouts of inflation can give us some clues.
We do see changes as far as people experiencing higher rates of food insecurity and those increasing rates of consuming ultra-processed foods. Could be snack foods, it could be ramen.
Those processed foods can have high amounts of unhealthy fats, sugar, and salt. The American Medical Association says while those foods are convenient, eating them too much increases risk of cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. According to the nonprofit Feeding America, about 1 in 9 Montanans struggle with food insecurity. Ian Finch is with the Community Food and Agriculture Coalition. He says many people during the pandemic took advantage of a program that gives people on food subsidies extra money for fruits and veggies. But that's changed as food prices increase.
So I think there's kind of a split between those consumer habits where some people said, okay, I think I need to go back to the grocery store and buy that cheap food.
He says the people who have stuck with the program are buying more healthy whole foods than ever before. But he worries about the health impacts on those who are opting for cheaper processed foods. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
This is MTPR.